In the name of the Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, I would like to share with you today a reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 16. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for him, for myself, a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." But the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you will do, and you shall appoint for me the one I name to you." My beloved, in this reading today, I would like to share with you about 3 points. This is a story about when God sent Samuel the prophet to choose for himself a king replacing Saul. God knows exactly whom he wishes to have as a king, but yet he didn't reveal all the plan to Samuel. He said to him, "I would like you to go to Bethlehem and find a man called Jesse, and when you go there, offer a sacrifice, and I'll show you what to do." And this is the first point, my beloved, I would like to share with you today. Sometimes when God does not reveal the plan in our life, we started to question whether God is caring about me, or whether God is there, or maybe God forgot me. God is for somebody else. So many times in our life, when we don't know the answers to our questions, we started to question God himself. And we say to him, "I want you to tell me exactly what's going to happen in a year from now, or a few months from now, what I'm going to do, and so on and so forth." And when we can find any answers, we assume that God has forsaken us. Or we come to the point that God maybe is not there at all. Here is a very clear example for us that though God was speaking to Samuel one-to-one, yet he did not reveal to him the plan. He said to him, "You go and I'll tell you what to do." And I think, my beloved, the message is for every one of us. The plan should not be all revealed to us from A to Z. God sometimes sends us or put us in a place to serve or to work or to study, but we don't know the plan. It doesn't mean that the plan is not complete. It doesn't mean that something is wrong. Just go and do the work that you have to do and let God to do his work as well. So this is the first point. Wherever we are, whether you are in service, in school, at work, and you think that the situation is not to your favor, don't start to ask why I'm here and what is going on to happen afterwards. It doesn't mean that God does not reveal the plan for us that something is wrong. You just go and let him to guide you throughout the way with him. So this is the first point. The second point here, as we read, so Samuel did what the Lord has said, and he went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and they said to him, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons, and he invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab. Eliab was the first son of Jesse. And Samuel said to himself, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." This is the second point. Samuel looked at the first son of Jesse. His name was Eliab, and he saw him to be a strong and tall man. And he said to himself, "Definitely, this is the person that God has sent me to anoint as a king." And then God said, "No. Don't look at his appearance or his stature, because I have refused him." And then God revealed to us a very important message. He said, "For the Lord does not see as man sees. For the man looks at the outside appearance, but God looks at the heart." Sometimes we value ourselves, or the way I feel about myself depends on how the people around me make me feel. If they recognize me, if they give me the recognition, then I'm happy and satisfied. If they ignore me, if they give me the cold shoulder, then I feel depressed and I feel that I'm no worthiness. And this is a wrong way to think about ourselves. Sometimes we put all what we have in front of us to impress people, and we wait for people to recognize us, as if the value and my sense of self depends on how people are valuing me. It's not to say that the outside appearance is not important. It doesn't mean that I should not care about the way I look, the way I dress in modesty, and the way I behave in society. No, you have to reveal all the things in good conduct. But what God is drawing our attention to today is that the real value comes from the heart. Men look at the outside. God looks at the heart. The value of the man comes from inside. One of the fathers once said, the outside is important. It doesn't mean that we ignore it or we don't pay attention to it. The outside is important, inside is more important, and inside comes first. So my beloved, let our value, our sense of oneself, comes from how good we are inside of us. People, as much as they know us, they will not be able to reveal everything in the heart. And in the same time, it doesn't mean that I should just care about the outside and neglecting the inside. Because when God sees me as a man, he looks at the heart first. Once a writer put it this way, he said, do not wait until your value as a man becomes equal to the clothes that you put on. Do not wait to come to the point that your value as a human being comes to be equal to the value of the clothes that you wear. Imagine with me that all what I have as a value comes to be equal to the clothes that I put on, and inside there is no value at all. We have to shift the intention and say, my value and my real treasure come from the inside. So this is the second point. I come to the third and last point. Then God said to Eliab, the first one, no. Then Jesse called Abinadab, his second son, and made pass before him. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah, the third son, pass by. And he said, neither the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. Seven. Then Samuel questioned and asked to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remain yet the youngest. And there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him. Now he was bright eyes, good looking, and the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. This one that we don't know the name till now, the scripture didn't call the name, and his father said, yet remain the youngest outside, keeping the attending the sheep. He was not invited to the sacrifice, he was not told to come and join his brothers, and yet none of his brothers were chosen, and God said, we will not sit down until he comes. And this became to be David, the king. The third point I would like to share with you, sometimes we feel that all the circumstances around us are opposing. There is a chance or application that you put in your school or at your work or a job that you're applying for, but you feel that there are lots of challenges facing you. Be confident. If God wants you to be in somewhere, God will facilitate everything, even if people around us are opposing us or ignoring us. Again, this, I'll link it to the second point. It doesn't mean that when people are ignoring us, that says something is wrong. Just put your task to the work and do whatever you have to do. Here is a point that David was not invited, and he was just left out for the very humble and pitiful work just to attend to the sheep. But God wants him, so it will be. regardless of how people around him are remembering him or maybe recognizing him, to come forward. So the three points I would like to share with you today in Samuel 1st, chapter 16. First, it doesn't mean that God is not revealing all the plan in my life, that he's forsaking me or he's forget about me. Second, my real value as man, it comes from inside of me. I have to care about my heart. I have to care and examine myself in a daily basis to see what kind of thoughts and what kind of ideas and what kind of decisions that I'm taking. And the third point, it's even if the circumstances are not in my favor, if God wants something to happen, it will happen. May God give us the faith to trust in that. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Choisen neftirentis eotokos Marias mave ben sotiren tefkene novi nanevol tove me choisere egon beniotis oeben zikeos ava Lazaros mi ebeskobos entefkene novi nanevol tove emem shoisere egon beniotes o eben zikeos avayu il mi profitis entefkene novi nanevol tove emem shoisere egon beniotes o eben zikeos avaru es se ofenios entefkene novi nanevol jefes maro oten jefiot nemem shiri nem beb nevma es o eb Tetrei esse dike vol ten ashtemos ten ti ones
shlile vlogison
epi prosevekistas
smuerini pa si
etom neumati
And to grant to the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one, only, holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the perfect peace, though, holy, Catholic and Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, amen.
قاسم مسكون إلى قاسية كل الشعوب وكل القطاع بارككم السلام الذي من السماء تنزل على قلوبنا جميعا بل وسلام هذا العمر ينبي علينا نعاما رئيس والجند والوصال وزراء الجمواجر أنهم داخلنا مخارجنا زينهم بكل سلام O King of Peace, grant us your peace, for you have given us all things, acquire us unto yourself, O God our Savior, for we know none other but you. Your holy name we utter, may our souls live by your Holy Spirit, and let not the death of sin have dominion over us. We, your servants, nor at your people. The Pentecost of the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch of Avatar II, and his spiritual pious partner in the apostolic service, our General Bishop Abba Climando.
Pray for our High Priest Pope Abba Tawadros II, Pope, Patriarch, and Archbishop of the Great City of Alexandria, and for his partner in the apostolic service, our General Bishop, the beloved Abba Climandos, and all the Orthodox bishops.
Lord,
سرين كثيرا من السلام يا مكمل الناس تلك النوت المقدسة التي تمنت عليها من قبل كرادتك المقدسة الطوباوية مفصلا كلمة الحق باستقامة رعاية شعبك بطهارة وجمر وبر and all the orthodox bishops, imams, priests and deacons and all the fullness of your one only Holy Catholic Apostolic Church, grant them and us peace and safety in every place. Their prayers, which they offer on our behalf, as well as our own, their behalf, receive them upon your holy natural altar of heaven as a sweet savour of incense. All their enemies, visible and invisible, trample and humiliate from their feet speedily. As for them, keep them in peace and righteousness in your holy church.
Lord,
again, let us ask on the Pentecost of the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, our assemblies. Bless them.
Pray for this holy church and for our assemblies.
Lord, have mercy.
Ati anta kullana mir menon aknos taka mishritak mukaddesa. Houses of prayer, houses of purity, houses of blessing, grant them to us, O Lord, and your servants, who shall come after us forever. عبادت الأوثان بالكمال اقلع من العالم شيطان وكل قواته الشريرة اسحقهم واذلهم تحت أقدامنا سريعا الشكوك وفعل وابطل من قد افترى فتاد البدع. The enemies of your holy church, O Lord, as at all times, now also humiliate, strip their vanity, Show them their weakness speedily. Bring the gnawed, their envy, their intrigues, their madness, their wickedness, and their slander which they commit against us. O Lord, bring them all to no avail. Disperse their counsel, O God, who dispersed the counsel of Achitophel.
Lord, have mercy.
Arise, O Lord God, let all your enemies be scattered, and let all who hate your name flee before your face. أما شعبك فليكن بالبركة ألوف ألوف فرموات رموات يصنعون إرادتك المقدسة بالنعمة الرفاق
En Sophia Theoproskmen, Kielaison, Kielaison, Henomis me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one and sent to the Father, by whom all things were made. Man for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with Father and Sons worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.
We look for the resurrection.
Ευχήστος είτε.
Μου ειρήνη.